Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, January 3rd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The president of South Korea told a newspaper in his country that Seoul is discussing conducting joint exercises with the U.S. using nuclear assets. However, President Biden denied this in response to questions from reporters. A spokeswoman for South Korea's presidential office said Biden specifically denied joint nuclear exercises, a term used for exercises involving more than one nuclear power. The Asian country doesn't have its own nuclear weapons, but is protected under what is known as the U.S. nuclear umbrella. In Washington, the vote to elect the next Speaker of the House is scheduled for today. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's bid for the job hangs in the balance after he spent the weekend racing to get the required support from fellow lawmakers. Despite McCarthy's efforts, a significant number of GOP lawmakers said they remained opposed to his bid, for which he needs almost unanimous support from his party's members. More than two-thirds of the economists at 23 large investment banks and trading firms that do business directly with the Federal Reserve are forecasting that the U.S. will experience a recession this year. Two others are predicting a recession in 2024. The economists contend that the main culprit behind the projected downturn is the Fed, which for months has been raising rates to try to slow the economy and curb inflation. Though inflation has eased recently, it is still much higher than the Fed's desired target. Markets in Asia ended the day higher, with Japan closed for a holiday. European shares rose in early trading, and U.S. stock futures gained ahead of construction spending data due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.